إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها بث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. اعلموا عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, subhanAllah, I was listening to this beautiful adhan and just kind of reflecting on something that choked me a little bit. Remembering as we enjoying being in our masjid, listening to the adhan, raising the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in these beautiful houses. Listening to this adhan on a regular basis, alhamdulillah, I remember there are masajid right now in Gaza, in Palestine, that have been destroyed, and the adhan would not be raised anytime soon. I remember some masajid that we have, our brothers and sisters in China, they lost, unfortunately, deliberately, in a systematic way, destroying these masajid, because they don't want the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be raised in these masajid. I remember some of the masajid that were destroyed recently in India, for whatever excuse, and these masajid are not going to have that adhan to be raised in them anytime soon. And there are many more masajid, probably you would see, would unfortunately be targeted in our time, showing the importance of the masjid in our life. Brothers and sisters, I lived in Bosnia, alhamdulillah, for 4 years, and there, right after the war, I could tell you that many, many masajid were targeted deliberately to be destroyed, to be wiped out, because it's a symbol of Islam and symbolic for the Muslim community and the ummah as well too. The masjid, my dear brothers and sisters, just not walls. It's not just walls. It's not just carpeted area or fancy high ceilings places or beautiful, you know, space where people just get together of it. This is not the meaning of the masjid, my dear brothers and sisters. Wallahi, it is much more than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. He said, know that these masajid are raised and built for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only for Allah azza wa jal. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Don't you ever call anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these masajid. Never ever praise any name besides the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these places. But we've seen somewhere else, they tried their best to close these doors and abandoning these masajid and destroying them. So because they're afraid that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these masajid means more than just an adhan. Brothers and sisters, our masajid in our time are much more crucial in our time than any time probably before. If you see the environment, the political environment in the world today, and how unfortunately the Muslims are being now targeted everywhere we go, even in Muslim countries. We know the election is coming up very soon for us. In just a few weeks, a jama'ah, everybody's waiting and trying to hold their breath to see what the outcome is going to be. But rest assured, whatever the outcome is still worse than the other. And we know that for sure, whatever's going to happen, we need as a Muslim community to be strong. We need to be united. You need to be active. And you need to be out there. And we need to make sure that our community and our centers and our masajid well protected, well maintained, and also even visible for the people to see. Brothers and sisters, our masjid in the next probably 4 years is going to become more important than ever for many, many people. Because whatever the outcome out of these elections, we need shelter where we can come back to and find peace and tranquility. In the turmoil of this world, we need to find that peace and tranquility. We need to find that brotherhood and sisterhood, that sense of community, sense of belonging. Something that when you come back to, you feel strong and you hold on, inshallah, tight to one another. The reason, there are many reasons why the masajid are very important, especially the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was more of like the social network for the people. Unfortunately, the social media of our time killed that sense of community for us. A lot of people, they socialize so much on social media, they don't even have time to come to the masjid, and they don't even need to come to the masjid anymore. And even when they come, they already killed their socializing on their social networks, online, so when they come to the masjid, there's nothing left for them to talk about. But the masajid were built for that, for networking, for people to come and meet and see each other and get to know one another. And as our numbers are increasing, alhamdulillah, your social network will increase. Not just that, your reach, whatever that is, whether it's emotional, social, economical, will also increase as well too. There is so much khair come from coming to the masjid and making sure they're well maintained and taken care of. Brothers and sisters, just the fact that coming for the salah, look at the social aspect of that. You're sitting next to somebody, probably you don't even know who he is. Probably you don't know her name, the one who's sitting next to you. But then subhanAllah, when the salah time comes, you stand up and shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. You don't mind it. You don't mind a perfect stranger to touch your shoulder in salah. And you feel just comfortable with that. As a matter of fact, even you're encouraged that if there's a gap, you come closer to them. And if you see that stranger standing next to you and there's a gap between you and this person, you tell them, come closer, please. Can you imagine the impact of this, just this action, preparing for salah, just lining up, making sure the line is straight, there is no gaps, we're next to each other, alhamdulillah, shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. Imagine just that aspect of the salah, how much that sense of community will be built just from these little things that we do. And if you do that on a regular basis, which means not just for Jummah, you come for Isha, you come for Fajr, you come for other salawat every single day, imagine doing this on a regular basis. That sense of community will be beautiful, feeling comfortable with one another, even though I don't know the person by name. But I just, alhamdulillah, seeing them in the masjid gives me a sense of relief, sense of comfort for one another. Brothers and sisters, our masajid is going to be, inshallah ta'ala, more than ever, places for ilm and knowledge. Why? Because unfortunately nowadays when you open the internet, are people learning from short videos of 30 seconds and 60 seconds and 2 minutes? That doesn't give knowledge. It doesn't give knowledge, it gives you information. And without proper knowledge, there will be no solid foundation for the belief system that you have and for you and your family, your children. Our masajid will provide you with that. And it's very important for us to make sure, alhamdulillah, we have the space for all these programs and activities in our communities. Brothers and sisters, the masjid is considered a fortress for da'wah as well too. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in the past few years, we've seen an increased number of people given their shahada. Here in this masjid, since we opened this musalla, this masjid, back in 2019, many, many people gave their shahada, alhamdulillah, in this masjid. And you've seen it, guys, in Ramadan, almost every single night, we have somebody giving shahada. And if you remember, we had few Fridays as well, too, people all the way across the ocean, from the UK, sign language. They don't even actually, sign language, they give shahada with sign language as well, too. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, the khair is so great, Jama'ah. A lot of people, and the Prophet says that لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you the reason for one individual to find guidance and find faith, he said, خَيْرُ لَكَ مِمَّا طَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ. It's better for you than owning all that which the sun has risen over or the sun shining over. Imagine the entire universe just guiding somebody. You have the reward for that, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, you know, many, many people, they come to the masjid with broken hearts. Whether it's a family issue, job issue, personal issue, a lot of that, people, they come and they're looking for shelter. That shelter is for them to find that peace and tranquility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُوا قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُوا الْقُلُوبِ. Those who have faith, and their hearts find peace and tranquility through the remembrance of Allah, because indeed, through the remembrance of Allah, the hearts will find peace and tranquility. You come through this to the masjid with the right intention, you find yourself as if you went through a portal. You depart from this world for a few minutes. The time of the salah, the time of the talk, you just feel out of this world. And you feel that kind of beautiful, amazing, that feeling you would love for it to continue and not coming to an end. Remember those feelings in Ramadan? At the beginning, the first few days of Ramadan were difficult for us. You have to fast, change your routine, get adjusted, and stay up night for Taraweeh, and a lot of things will change for you in the first few nights of Ramadan. So people have difficulty adjusting. By the time Ramadan comes to an end, people crying, they wish Ramadan can stay longer. Because of the amount of peace and tranquility they were able to, you know, to find in those beautiful nights and beautiful days of the month of Ramadan. Imagine if Ramadan is every day to you in the masjid. You come to get the exact same feeling from those beautiful gatherings, from the salah. Can you imagine the khair that you will get and your other people with you, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَبْعَةٌ يُضُلُّهُمُ اللَّهِ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. Seven categories
of people.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them shade on the day of judgment when there will be no shade but His. And one of those seven categories, He says, قال رجل نشأ في طاعة أو قلبه بالمساجد. Someone whose heart is attached to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that mean? It means every time salah is over, by the time they get home, they're waiting for the next salah. When is it going to be? They wish to come. And even when the salah is over, they would like to stay as long as possible because they find that peace and tranquility in the masajid. The masajid, the role of the masjid today is different than it was before. And I hope that we realize that. And I hope that we realize that way before it's too late. That's why, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, in your community over here, when we started this community and this masjid and this building, the plan was to wait for 10 years before we do our expansion. Because alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, we thought this would be sufficient for the next 10 years until the growth that was projected to happen will be coming in 10 years. But subhanAllah, just right during COVID, right after COVID, 2 years ago, the number of musallin in this masjid for Salat al-Isha doubled. And last year, as a matter of fact, just before early the summer, the numbers tripled. You can imagine when you have, mashallah, 6 lines, 7 lines in this masjid for Salat al-Isha, 4 lines, 5 lines for Salat al-Fajr, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. The numbers of activities increased so much so that we have a problem with the space, that we had to develop the north, the VRC north as well, so we can have activities happening over there. But why is that? Alhamdulillah, because we have seen the growth. The growth in terms of people moving into the area, and alhamdulillah, for many, many brothers and sisters local to the community, they're finding their way back to the masjid and building their family in the masjid, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. What a beautiful thing to see, wallahi. They know and they understand the importance of this masjid and why it is important for them as well too. This is why we're having tonight, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, our fundraising. That I would like to invite you all to come and participate so we can continue with our expansion that will add, inshallah, ta'ala, all the facilities that we need for the future, bi'nillahi azza wa jal. Like I mentioned, my dear brothers and sisters, the elections are coming. And regardless of the results, the role of the masjid is going to become much more important than ever. Our need to be strong as a community, visible, active, and out there, inshallah ta'ala, will be actually much more important than ever. I want you to be prepared for that, inshallah ta'ala, and support your community, support your masjid. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, as we have seen in the news how much masajid being destroyed in Gaza and Palestine, how many of them be destroyed in India or China or elsewhere of the world. Alhamdulillah, going back to Bosnia gives you so much hope that the ummahs always have khair in it, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Some of the masajid were destroyed in the war in Bosnia, they're back functional, alhamdulillah. These masajid, they've been built 500, 400 years ago. I prayed in these masajid regularly and it's still operational. And we want to ensure that this community, inshallah ta'ala, have the same legacy, bi'nillahi azza wa jal. 5 years from today, people will talk about this masjid was built back in those days. I want you to be part of this, inshallah ta'ala, and participate. So join us, inshallah, tonight, bi'nillahi azza wa jal. Allahumma alimna ma anfa'na, wa anfa'na bima alamtana, innaka antal alimul hakeem. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha. وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها عباد الله إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة.